AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Naveed Akram, the main suspect in the Bondi Beach shooting in which 15 people were killed at a Jewish festival in Sydney, appeared in court via video for the first time. Defense lawyer Ben Archbold told reporters it was too early to indicate any intention of pleas.
This is the start of the process. We haven't got the brief. Okay, it's been adjourned now for another mention. On the next occasion when we have the brief, we might have a bit more to say, but that's all I've got to say today. Thank you.
The 24-year-old was wounded and his 50-year-old father was killed in a gun battle with police after the attack in December. Akram's brief appearance came as the court extended a gag order to protect the identities of the victims and survivors who have not chosen to identify themselves publicly. In other news, China is expanding its visa-free access. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
China is letting British and Canadian citizens enter China without a visa as it tries to boost tourism and business. The change takes effect Tuesday and adds the UK and Canada to a list of 79 countries with visa-free access. Travelers can stay up to 30 days for tourism, business, exchanges, or family visits. Many Europeans already qualify, as do citizens of a number of other countries. Visitors from the United States and a few other places can enter for 10 days if they are in transit to a third destination. The policy ends at the end of the year for most countries. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. government shutdown showed no signs of ending yesterday after congressional Democrats and Republicans failed to reach a deal on legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security. At the Winter Olympics in Italy, Norway is leading the way with 26 medals, followed by Italy with 22. The U.S. has a total of 17, including 5 gold medals. The complete list at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Tyler Reddick won the Daytona 500 in a car owned by Michael Jordan when Chase Elliott crashed in a battle for the win on the final lap.
To be able to do it the way that we did and just be in the mix at the end is everything we could have asked for.
Anthony Edwards scored 32 points across 3 minigames and earned NBA All-Star Game MVP honors after leading the Stars past the Stripes 47-21 in the final. At the Winter Olympics, Austin Matthews had 2 goals as the U.S. men's hockey team routed Germany 5-1 to earn the number 2 seed in the knockout round. Norway cross-country star Johannes Hosfoot Klabo has won his Winter Games record 9th gold medal. And in golf, Colin Morikawa birdied the 18th to win the Pebble Beach Pro-Am for his first win in more than 2 years. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.